The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give the dominion to you. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If the master comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, the owner would not have let the house be broken into. You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
I brought a few object lessons for today's sermon. Now, this is a baby sweater that I have started and restarted and torn out many times. Why? Because I always think there's enough yarn there. And in fact, there never is. So it's still only half done. This is a hot pad that needs to be repaired. And it was actually given to me in a bag of yarn by our dear sister Margaret, who's in the hospital right now. And so she gave me all of her yarn, including these unfinished projects. And I promise you, Margaret, I will finish it and use it. Amen. This is a sweater in germ stage. And it will definitely be completed by sweater season, year to be determined. And this, my goodness, this is the beast which shall not be named. This is the blanket that I'm making out, which started as a way to use up all of the yarn in my house, which now has become a project of buying more yarn. There's your object lesson for the day. Now, I'm bringing these unfinished projects to you today because it is written in our scripture text today that by faith, Abraham obeyed. And by faith, Abraham went out. And by faith, Abraham stayed. And by faith, with Sarah's involvement, some translations do note, Abraham received, along with Sarah, don't forget, the gift of procreation. And in this way, Abraham and Sarah became parents and became our grandparents. And they began a project which they were not able to see to the end. They began a project which they were not able to see to the end. As it is written in verse 12 of Hebrews today, "Therefore from one person, and this one as good as dead," also Sarah, "this one as good as dead, many descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these," it is written, "all of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them." All of these died without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. And I'm thinking today for this reason about unfinished projects and the things that we see from a distance. How many things have you started and then realized that you're only ever going to see the result from a distance? There are a lot of teachers in the room today. There are also a lot of parents in the room today, and not a few students or former students. From a distance is pretty much how we live our lives, don't you think? We're seeing these goals from a distance, working, hoping, praying for the day when we might see the culmination of the work that we're doing, but knowing that we probably won't see the end result of that. We don't know what actually will happen when those kids or those ideas or those words get out of our grasp and go into the world and out from under our supervision. Now, just in case you think I'm being a little bit dark and a little bleak today, what I want to say is that I don't think this is bad news. I think this is actually good news when we consider that the things that we are doing today are going to live on much after us. By faith, Sarah and Abraham lived and welcomed strangers, and they received promises, and they welcomed a baby, even in old age. Again, I said this the other week, they were probably 40. They weren't that old. But anyway, even in their elderly years, they received a baby. By faith, our ancestors followed a star to Bethlehem and followed Jesus around the Galilee and marched across the bridge in Selma and marched on Christopher Street. And by faith, our siblings today are marching in the streets for the people of Gaza. And this is what I mean when I say that I don't think unfinished projects are bad news. I think they are hope and promise, because people are still marching, and people are still praying, and people are still doing what they do. And the church is going on. People marched and they are marching. People once studied and they are studying. Kids once did the dishes. No, they didn't. They never did. Even though as Lutherans we have this wonderful theology which purports to help us live in the in-between, right? The both and. We want to live here. We are both saved. We are both sinners and we are saints. We live in this weird space where we say we are perfectly free, subject to none, and perfectly servants, subject to all. We love that theology, and still we don't really want it to be that way. We still would like it to be, who's marching right now? This is like, I didn't plan it. And also, I don't know what they're saying, but amen. Amen for marching. Okay. Even though we have this theology which wants to keep us in the in-between, we still would like things to be wound up every day, right? Like, how happy would you be if you went to bed every night and it said you had zero unread emails? Oh, oh my gosh. I know. How happy would you be if those craft projects were done, that you have moved from house to house and even state to state, and in my case, country to country? Sorry to say. How much better would we sleep if we knew that the numbers added up and the work was done and all was right with the world? It would be amazing. And yet, first of all, this is not how the world is. Second of all, this is not what God requires. God does not require this of us. God does not require that we have finished everything. God does not require that our email account says zero. God does not require that we have no debt. God requires that we walk in the world and enjoy what has been given to us. Speaking of new things and new chapters that are unfolding, I don't know if you've noticed, but we have a new bishop in the ELCA. Amen?
Amen.
We have a new bishop. His name is Yehiel Curry, and he is from the Metro Synod of Chicago, and I was actually in seminary with him. And he came up in a very different way. He was pastor of a church that was not Lutheran, and he got inspired by Lutheran theology. And so he decided to go to LSTC, Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago, when I was there. And he brought this whole new perspective. I don't think he ever thought that he was going to be the presiding bishop of the ELCA. And here it is. And I also don't know if you were paying attention to church history this week, but we also elected a new secretary of the church, which is the second most powerful position, and that is a person named the Reverend C.C. Williams. And if you haven't paid any attention at all, you might not have known that these two people are from African descent. We are the whitest church in the world, or at least in this country. I'm sorry to tell you again. We are the whitest church. 98.9% of us are white people. And so for us to elect a person, two people of African descent, is quite amazing. It's a new chapter. It's something new. It's like we got a whole new ball of yarn that we get to add, and it's going to add something amazing. And I'm very excited about it. But I also hope that we don't get stuck in wanting to just fix it. Do you remember when Barack Obama was elected president and we thought that racism was over? Right? I don't want the church to be like that today. I want us to be thinking, what is this? What is this new chapter that we get to have today? It's a huge moment. I'm thinking of the pastors and preachers and marchers, those who wanted to make their voices heard even when it seemed that the church was not trying to even listen. I'm thinking about all of our ancestors in the faith who didn't have a chance to see things be completed. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for them, and I'm excited for us. I'm thankful for the foundation that we stand upon, because let's not forget that we are standing on a firm foundation. We're standing on the foundation of a God who created us in love and in joy and saying, let's see what happens. That's what I think about when I think about what God did when God created the world. Let's just see. Let's see what happens. I'm thankful that I have the opportunity personally to knit and to purl and knit and purl and keep going and to pray and to sit with friends who are dying and to read books and to share stories and to preach with you. Our Creator keeps casting on new projects, and so do we. By faith, Abraham set out. By faith, Sarah laughed at God and then grew a whole human. By faith, our ancestors started this church. By faith, we are launching a capital campaign this year so that this building and the ministries contained within it will continue into the future. By faith, we get up every day and we teach and we study and we pray. And some of you are curing cancer, and some of you are modifying spreadsheets, and some of you are just trying to love your kids and your spouses and your neighbors, and you're reading books and you're planting seeds. And that is what God wants us to do, because by faith we live, and by faith we die. And we will not see the end of most of these things that we start. And still, we are saved by grace through faith apart from works. And God does not require that we finish the blanket, but God asks that we enjoy the colors of the yarn and the feel of it between our fingers and the teaching of it to others. Let the peace of God and the love of Christ be with you always. Amen.